I'd like to offer another metta meditation. But what we're going to do this afternoon, or what I'm going to guide, you don't have to do that. You don't have to follow my guidance, of course, is rather than directing the metta towards beings, which is what we've done through the afternoons so far, we will be directing the metta towards sensations. In some ways, quite similar practice to some of what we did this morning, where we had the kind of compassion and appreciation. But now it'll just be metta. And we'll use, it'll just be metta, I'll get back to it in a moment. The way I'll be guiding it is that we'll use phrases similar to the way we practice with beings. And that can seem cool or weird, whatever. see how it works for you. I'll adapt the phrases slightly so it doesn't seem too weird. Even though you may find if you have a regular metta practice, or you've really gotten into it on this retreat, that you have no problem saying to your elbow, may you be happy and may you be peaceful. And if that's the case, then it's easier to just go with those phrases than keep going. That's what I tend to do in my personal practice. The phrases I'll be offering will be a little bit different. May you be welcomed, allowed, cared for, at ease. And you don't need to remember them because I'll be saying them. So we'll be working with sensations in the body, sensations that correspond to the three types of Vedana. And you may find that naturally this intention of metta, when it meets the unpleasant or the painful, it will kind of naturally morph more into compassion. If it does that, there's no problem. Yeah. And when you meet the pleasant, you may find that metta naturally morphs into appreciation. And if that happens, that's absolutely fine. And if it stays on the metta range, that's fine. And if you can't tell the difference between compassion, metta, and appreciation, don't worry about it. Yeah, they're all aspects or flavors of this goodwill, friendliness, kindness. We bring kind of concepts and words into the practice in this way. It can feel very freeing, and for some of us, it can sometimes feel quite heady or confusing. So just try to relax that as much as possible. Don't worry about getting it right. No. There's no right to get. Just tuning in, seeing, how the practice can feel, can be as supportive for you as possible, as nourishing as possible. So let's practice together. It's beginning, as always, with slightly checking in with the heart, the mind, the body. And the body, taking the time to settle into the posture, to make any adjustments or attunements that are helpful, that The body is as much as possible supported, feels as much as possible supported, steady, stable, balanced. Taking a few moments to establish presence in the body. Can be through the contact sensations, the base of the body, or the breath. Remembering as we do so that our practice, an act, an embodiment of kindness. That's the intention behind it. From that, with that intention of kindness, opening, expanding, stretching awareness through the body. So that awareness fills the whole body, is a little larger than the body. And get that sense of cocoon or bubble or orb of awareness. Surrounding, containing, filling the body. We have a sense of the whole body here and the awareness spread open, filling the whole body space and containing the body space a little bit larger than the body. You can take a few moments to feel into the texture of that space of awareness, and its kind of wholeness in its entirety. I'll be guiding this practice with sensations in the body, but that doesn't feel like a helpful place, helpful territory to work in. You can do the same with the sounds. Noticing for yourself if this kind of light touch of awareness, filling the whole space of the body, that's an appropriate place for your attention right now. Noticing if there's anywhere within the space of the body, within the whole body, any area or sensation that feels to some degree pleasant. Some common areas can be the hands, area in the face just beneath the eyes, if you can invite a gentle smile to your face, it might be that gentle smile. It might be an aspect of the breathing or anything else. Opening to feel to invite into awareness any area of the body that feels pleasant to some degree, feels comfortable or okay. Or nice. Any area, any sensation. Keeping the awareness through the whole body as you center attention, particularly with a sensation or an area that's pleasant. Inviting the metta intention to flow towards that particular sensation or area. And I'm going to offer some phrases, but equally, you might just feel that sense of warmth spreading towards. That area or sensation. It may be that an image, visual, or felt sense is, helpful for this type of metta practice. Noticing what unfolds for you. May you be welcomed. Allowed. Peaceful. And at ease. May you feel welcomed. cared for. Peaceful. At ease. Finding your pace and rhythm. You tenderly hold this sensation or area of the body in attention. Bathe it. The flow of metta, the radiance of metta. May you be welcomed. Cared for. Peaceful. At ease. Over and over, bathing, radiating, metta, a particular sensation changes or disappears. You can find a different place in the body that feels pleasant to some degree. Direct the metta flow to that area. May you feel welcomed. Cared for. Peaceful. At ease. Gently letting go of the sensation or area that you're attending to. Back to the sense of the whole body, all its sensations unfolding moment by moment. Inviting into awareness area of sensation in the body that feels neither pleasant nor unpleasant, thing overlooked, uneventful. Some common areas can be the inside or outside of the elbows, backs of the knees, the earlobes, back of the skull. Might be an aspect of the breathing or the contact. Gently opening and bringing attention somewhere in the body where attention doesn't naturally go. Gently placing it in contact with this area, these sensations. Bringing in this metta intention, aspiration. It's well-wishing and care. Having a sense of this particular part, area, sensation in the body letting it be bathed and held in metta. And you feel welcomed. You feel cared for. May you feel peaceful. And at ease. You feel welcomed. Cared for. Peaceful. At ease. gentle contact with the sensation or area of the body and the metta flowing, breathing, holding, caring. It changes if it disappears. Bring the attention somewhere else. Somewhere else where the attention doesn't usually go. And continuing to direct the metta over and over. That particular place, sensation in your body. May you be welcomed. And cared for. May you be peaceful. And at ease. Gently letting go of this particular area that you're working with and back once more to the whole body. The intention of metta keeps flowing, keeps humming in your being. As you turn now to invite into awareness, somewhere in the body that feels somewhat unpleasant, uncomfortable, perhaps not the most uncomfortable or painful place, somewhere that feels a little bit tense or strained or ticklish. Noticing maybe the tendency of awareness to shrink around, to contract around an area of discomfort and gently softening, opening the awareness to the whole body. It's holding that particular sensation or area within the whole body space. directing the metta, the well-wishing, the care towards this place in the body, towards this unpleasantness or discomfort. Your own way, your own pace. May you be welcomed and cared for. May you feel peaceful. And at ease. May you feel welcomed and cared for. Peaceful and at ease. Continuing to bathe this area of sensation in metta. Light touch curiosity to see if and how it changes as you practice in this way. If at any point the unpleasantness disappears, you can continue there with what's left or bring into awareness somewhere else that feels somewhat uncomfortable or unpleasant. Over and over, welcoming, caring, and wishing well, befriending sensation, this area, the seeming unpleasantness in your experience. May you be welcomed. And cared for. May you be peaceful. And at ease. May you be welcomed and cared for. Peaceful. At ease. Once more, letting go of the particular sensation or area, opening to the whole space of awareness in the body. Filled with flickering sensations, moving, rising and passing. Feeling this whole space, this whole awareness, filling the body, containing the body. Feeling it like a field of metta. And everything that arises in it is welcomed. Allowed. And cared for. Without focusing on a particular sensation or Vedana, it's opening to the whole field as a welcoming field of metta, in which all the sensations of the body are welcome to arise, welcome to be, and welcome to go in their time. Resting into that metaful awareness. Receiving all sensations. With metta. It's helpful to use the phrases. You can use them in your own pace and timing. It's helpful to just rest back into this welcoming field, metaphor field. Just allowing and welcoming sensations, or sounds if you're working with sounds. To appear, to be, and to go in their time. Not pushing, not pulling. Welcoming, allowing, and caring. Over and over. This whole field of awareness in this body, in this moment. welcome, all allowed, all cared for, held and bathed in metta as it arises and is known, as it stays and as it passes, moment after moment, all received in metta.